Hello and welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark, and Merry Christmas to you. This is our study before the Christmas day. So this is going to be a great study as we continue irrefutable prophecies that point us to Jesus. Now, this is session three. Title is The Savior Who Came to Us. Now we know that the path of our lives are shaped by decisions that we control and then by decisions that we don't control. You know, for example, they're shaped by the economy, by the pandemic, and things that are going on around the world even. But the greatest impact on our lives come from two events that happened long ago. And those events were the birth of Jesus and later his resurrection. So that's what this study is all about. The Savior who came to us. When God came to earth at the birth of Jesus, he set in motion the events that would make our salvation possible. So this is a Christmas lesson, but we should rejoice because of our salvation. Our scripture passage for today is the second chapter of Luke, and then verses 4 through 12 and 16 through 20.
All right, so the point for today is Jesus came for our salvation. And so we're certainly very grateful for that. So our first section is through divine circumstances. How did he come? Through divine circumstances. Let me read this first section, Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger. Because there was no guest room available for them. All right, so here we are. Jesus came for our salvation. He is the Savior who came to us, and we get to see, yes, he came through miraculous circumstances. Miraculous circumstances. So it was prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem. And here in this text, we get to see that the government declared that everybody had to go to their hometown to be registered for a tax, which forced Joseph and Mary to go to Bethlehem. And so the place is miraculous. We know that Mary was pregnant with the Son of the Holy Spirit. That was miraculous. And that while there in Bethlehem, she gives birth to that son, and there is no guest room available for him. Also miraculous. So all around, miraculous circumstances around the birth of our Savior Jesus, and the way he comes into the world. And that just reaffirms how special he was. What are you thinking, Christina?
That's exactly right, Mark. You know, this session reminds me of the movie, The Nativity. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm sure you have, but I watch it every Christmas since it's come out. And one of the things I notice is that the scripture says here that Joseph went up from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And we don't really know how, well, it doesn't say in the Bible how far that is, that distance that he traveled. But in that movie, they walked. I mean, that was difficult, especially him walking. He had Mary on a donkey, but that was a significant journey for him. So I guess the reason I'm saying this is because it was a significant undertaking for him. And God didn't soften Joseph's bumpy road, but he went ahead and even though God didn't make it easy for him, he pushed through in his obedience to God. So as we look at this story, we should watch Mary and Joseph. He didn't provide a luxurious inn for them, but he brought him in, as Mark said, there was no guest room available. So, there's debate on exactly where he was, but a cave or a stable, but it was humble surroundings. And so when we do God's will, we are not guaranteed comfort and confidence. We are promised that everything, even discomfort and inconvenience, has a meaning in our lives, just as it did in Mary's life and in Joseph's life. We just need to live each day trusting God.
Absolutely, yes. And so he comes through divine circumstances. The second thing we get to see is that he is proclaimed by angels. The Savior coming into the world is proclaimed by angels. Let me read here in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields, keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior was born to you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." So he is proclaimed by the angels. Could you just imagine being out in the field on the job? Their job was watching sheep, whatever your job might be, and an angel of the Lord appearing to you and telling you, look, the one who is going to be the Messiah, the anointed one, the Savior of the world, has just been born. And let me tell you how you'll know when you see him. You will find the baby wrapped tightly in cloth. That really is not the sign there, because it's even customary, even today, to wrap babies tightly in cloth. It just helps them to sleep better when they're newly born. It makes them think they're still snuggled in their mother's womb. But this is unusual. He would be lying in a manger. A manger is a cow feeding trough. And so it says that the place where the cows eat will become the bed of this little baby. So you're not going to find that every day. You're not going to find that. And that makes this very, 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 very unique and special sign for the shepherds to be able to investigate and look at. And I'm glad that they were able to, God gives them something tangible so that they can affirm the faith that they have in their own lives and hearts. I mean, just the appearance of an angel is would have been great by itself. But in addition to that, a baby in a manger. What do you think of Christina?
You know, absolutely, Mark. This is a very descriptive passage here. So when we read this, it would be great to use our imaginations. You described it well, Mark. You know, there the shepherds were, they were minding their own business when suddenly before them was this angel. And so I can imagine how I would feel. You know, I would be afraid. I would be ready to run. But they told them that they had a message. And so what the scripture says here is that they gave them good news. First of all, they calmed their fears and they said, "We have good news for you." So in a way, the angel is preaching the gospel. You know, they were the first preachers of the gospel. And so God has honored, he's taken that honor now from the angels and he's given it to us so that we should go and tell. And you know, it's, as Mark said, it's significant that Jesus was born the way that he was. We have a Savior who was born in humble surroundings. And that should be amazing in our minds, and we should tell everyone about that.
All right. So, yes, that is a powerful thought. So he comes through divine circumstances. He is proclaimed by the angels, another divine circumstance, and he is praised by the people. And so let's get back and read the last section there, which is verses Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 20. They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and meditated on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Wow. So they went off. They investigated. They didn't just take the angel's word for it, but they investigated and found it just like the angel said. They found Mary and Joseph, and they found a baby wrapped up, lying in a manger. And so what an experience that must have been for the shepherds. And it's no wonder that they and the people who received their message gave glory, honor, and praises to Almighty God. What do you think, Christina?
Exactly. You know, this was probably a strange sight for the shepherds. As you said, they found exactly what the angels had told them about, but this was a first encounter with Jesus. And so it made quite an impression with them, so much so that they had to tell somebody about it. They had to tell people about this baby that was in a feeding trough. And so people were amazed at what they heard. So the shepherd's good news, it amazed all who heard it. Even if they didn't really understand it, they recognized that something significant had happened.
All right, that's great. And so this is the reason that we celebrate the Christmas holiday, the birth of our Savior, because he is the salvation coming into the world. He is the reason for the season, and he brings joy to the celebration. Don't you ever forget that, regardless of all the things that you do during this season, and especially in this week. So if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christine is going to give us a powerful teaching tip. But I want to remind each of you that you can get your own copy of the You Bible Study from lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for us and by us. It is comes with digital availability, has a great leaders pack with a lot of helpful tools. And it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, as we finish up this study, the Savior who came to us is the title. And it reminds us that Jesus came to us and he had a reason. And that was the salvation of humanity. So one of the things that we should be doing as Christians, as followers of Christ, is to pray for the salvation of others. If there is a sin that is prevalent in the church today, it's prayerlessness. There's a book that I read a couple of years ago called The Kneeling Christian, and it was written by someone who didn't even give his name. But what he said was very significant. He said that the world will be different in terms of evangelism if Christians strongly practice prayer. We need to pray for each other, and we need to pray together. Take time to include prayer in this session. For this session, is specifically intentionally pray for those who are lost in our world. Make a list and send it to your group members. Encourage them to do the same thing. We should be mindful that someone more than likely prayed for us when we were lost. So as a group, be intentional about praying for the salvation of persons in our families, in our communities, and around the world that are lost.
All right. That's absolutely great. And what a powerful and important lesson for us during this Christmas season as we celebrate. And so, friends, just enjoy this lesson as you share it with your classes this week. And join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.